This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With big corporations playing such a big role in politics and labor, governments all over the world are cracking down on just who can control key businesses. There is growing international scrutiny around Chinese efforts to buy companies in particular. Italy's president revealed that his country blocked a Chinese firm from acquiring an Italian microchip manufacturer. And here in the U.S., just yesterday, the Commerce Department stopped seven Chinese firms from buying American-made technologies. Other government agencies are reviewing past deals. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on what's going on.
From North America to Europe and East Asia, governments are paying more attention to who is buying up their companies in certain sectors. That's especially true when the buyer is based in China.
The Europeans think that China intends to squeeze out their companies.
James Lewis is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The Germans look at car manufacturing. Chinese are trying to elbow them out. In Europe, it's very much an economic concern.
In the U.S., the stated concern around Chinese companies is national security, usually, though not always, in high-tech sectors like semiconductors. Damian Ma is with the Paulson Institute think tank.
So anytime we talk about very high-value technology, it's almost inevitable that they're dual use. You know, chips go into your phones and chips also, go into, fighter jets.
China has its own set of restrictions on foreign companies and a blacklist. It, too, wants to reduce its vulnerabilities. Tatiana Bolton is with public policy research group, the R Street Institute.
There's a global power shift. China's rising. The United States arguably is falling. And so this brings about a lot of different concerns for both nations as they change in the power dynamics of the global order.
Global supply chains have been weaving themselves tightly across borders for decades. Now, as countries examine and cut individual threads of international trade, the question is what happens to the fabric. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.